So in the Father, the Son, Holy Ghost, Amen. So today is the Palm Sunday, the Dominica in Albis. And a few considerations on the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ on this day 2,000 years ago. From our perspective, this is the happiest day and the happiest day in the life of the 3.5 years of our Lord Jesus Christ's ministry. The apostles certainly thought that it was. Remember yesterday on Saturday, our Lord Jesus Christ raised Lazarus from the dead. He had been dead for 4 days. And he came to the tomb of Lazarus, who's a few miles outside of the city of Jerusalem, about 3 miles outside the city in the town of Bethany, where there are many thousands of people there. And they were there because Lazarus was an exceedingly wealthy man. He was the wealthiest man of Bethany and one of the wealthiest men of all of Jerusalem. And therefore, there were many people at his funeral. And there were thousands there with St. Martha and Mary Magdalene. And they were there as 4 days even after the death because of the significance of Lazarus. But then our Lord was coming into Jerusalem yesterday. And when he came in, the apostles thought with St. Thomas that they were going to die. They thought that it was their final journey and all was over and all was finished. Because the word was out that our Lord Jesus Christ was not to be spoken of and that anyone who followed him would be thrown out of the synagogue and then Christ himself who came into the town would surely be arrested and put to death. They did not want to go to Jerusalem. And that is why St. Thomas said a few days ago on about Thursday of this week or Friday of this week of a couple days ago, he said, let us not go. The apostle said, let's not go to the place of Lazarus because it is very dangerous to go to Jerusalem. And our Lord said, no, I'm going to go. And then Thomas, the first words of St. Thomas are recorded in the gospel. And he said, let us go and let us die with him. And that was the spirit of the apostles when they arrived yesterday. Extremely worried, extremely sorrowful. But then Lazarus' dead body was taken out of the tomb after 4 days being dead. After Christ had wept and pulled Lazarus forth, and immediately the whole of Jerusalem went crazy. The word went all throughout Jerusalem that he had risen Lazarus from the dead, and everyone believed in him. And two things happened yesterday afternoon. One is our Lord Jesus Christ had risen Lazarus from the dead, and the word went throughout the entirety of Jerusalem that everyone wanted to follow and adore and obey him and become his follower. And then at the same time, the Caiaphas and the high priest immediately planned the murder of Lazarus. He just been risen from the dead yesterday morning. And now they immediately, it says, and they decided to kill him. And that's how the gospel begins on Palm Sunday, that they had made a decision that he must kill Lazarus because so many people were following the Lord because of him. And then this morning, our Lord came into Jerusalem. This morning begins with Christ's tears, and it ends with Christ hiding himself. And in between, there's all kinds of rejoicing. In between, there's all kinds of happiness. We celebrate this in this first part of the Mass. We have a Mass without Mass. There was no Psalm, Judicame. I will go to the altar of God who is joy to my youth. We dropped that Psalm, but now even all the prayers that come before it, even the confiti or everything, because there's no confession of sins. Many people loved Christ on Palm Sunday. They would make good charismatics. Many people adored and followed him. All of Jerusalem went after him. They loved him, but they did not confess their sins. Hence, at the beginning of this Mass, without Mass, there was no confession of sins. We skipped all that. There was no, I will go to the altar of God who give us joy to my youth. We skipped all that. Simply the Hosanna, the introit. And then a prayer, and then the epistle and the gospel. So we say all the words to remind us that even those that hate God, even those that say they love him but do not repent, even those that say they never knew God, they will all hear his word. They will all hear the truth at some point in their lives. The epistle shall be read, the gospel shall be sung, and everyone shall hear the truth. Is God is going to give the grace to everyone to be exposed to the truth. And many, many souls are going to be very happy when they hear it. As our ancestors were 2,000 years ago today. They were very happy. They were so happy that Christ had risen Lazarus from the dead They're so happy that Christ had defeated Caiaphas. They're so happy that the plan to kill him was thwarted forever. It was over. It's all changed and everything's going to be wonderful from here on out. This time is coming again in our Holy Church. Now that Russia has been consecrated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, there shall come, probably not immediately, but in the next few years, a conversion of Russia after a great miraculous intercession of heaven. And everybody will come to praise God again. Everyone will come to believe in God again. They'll come to praise God. They'll come to believe in God. But after that, after a short time, they shall forget that knowledge. They shall forget that love. And the Antichrist will come. And those same people that said they know, love, and serve God with all their hearts, the same people that throw palms before the feet of Christ by becoming Catholic everywhere in the world, by miraculous conversion, can be prophesied throughout all the history of the Old and New Testament. These people shall be like the Jews who crossed the Red Sea. They crossed the Red Sea, 600,000 men. But St. Paul tells us, but with most of them, God was not well pleased. They were all so happy when Moses sang his canticle. They were all so happy when they saw all the Egyptians die. And they worshipped the true God. And they were never going to abandon him. And only a few weeks later, they worshipped a golden calf. These are our ancestors. What is the joy of man worth? It's not worth very much at all. On this day of the joyfulness of the apostles, the joyfulness of the people of Jerusalem, Christ began by looking over the city of Jerusalem, and the Gospel of St. Matthew tells us, and he wept over Jerusalem. He had wept yesterday over Lazarus. And after he wept, Lazarus was raised from the dead. And the tears were turned into joy. But these tears, they shall not be turned into joy. He weeps over Jerusalem, and he says, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how many times would I have gathered you under my wings, like the hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but thou wouldest not. How many times I wanted you to be with me, but thou wouldest not." He wept over Jerusalem, and he wanted Jerusalem to come to him, but it would not. But it did not. And on this day, they're all going to praise him. Imagine the apostles as they're going down to Jerusalem. Yes, they would not praise him. And he wept. And how many times would they have sent the prophets and they killed them? Maybe we're going to die this morning. And they went with Christ into Jerusalem. And instead of dying, the people came and said, "Hosanna to the Son of David." And they threw palms before his feet. And there was a very great rejoicing. Because he that raised Lazarus from the dead yesterday, he is now in the city of Jerusalem, and he has defeated the liberals, he's defeated the modernists, he's defeated the Satanists, he's defeated the enemies of God, and now everybody believes in him, and Jesus Christ is secure. He's as secure as a man can be. Remember on Easter Sunday, two disciples, two faithful followers of Jesus Christ, they saw a stranger come to them. They did not know that it was our Lord. And they were exceedingly sad. And the stranger said, "Why are you sad? Why are you sorrowful?" He said, "Do you not know what has happened? 8 days ago, Jesus the Christ, whom we thought was the Messiah, whom we believed in, he came into Jerusalem and there was a great rejoicing and it was a wonderful day. Were you not there? Where were you? We saw the great glory of Christ only 8 days ago, and we thought this was the time that we're going to come to our victory. This is the time of the victory of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. We thought this is indeed the time." But then, only a few days later, one of his own disciples betrayed him. He was crucified, died, and was buried. And this is the third day since these terrible things have happened. Two friends of Jesus Christ said, "It was a wonderful day last Sunday. It was a terrible day, Good Friday." And what were the first words of the stranger? "Oh, you insane and slow of heart." This is the first commentary of our Lord Jesus Christ about our hearts on Palm Sunday. You insane and slow of heart, did you not know that Christ must first come to his death? He must first come to his sorrow before he can come to his glory. And you thought it was a glorious day last Sunday? I didn't. You were happy last Sunday? I wasn't. Our Lord was not happy on Palm Sunday. Of all the days of his 33 years upon this earth, he was his most miserable. It would be the day in his human heart that he wished never happened. But he had to have it happen because of our insane and foolish hearts. He needed to teach us that he is God. And if he wants the glory of man, it's easy to get the glory of man. Raise a rich man from the dead. Make sure that Trump gets elected. Raise a rich man from the dead. Get rid of Hillary and everybody will love you for about 5 minutes. And he showed that he could do that if he wanted. He showed he could do it very easily if he wanted. And so on Saturday, he raised Lazarus from the dead. Then on Sunday, he came into Jerusalem where they thought they were going to die. And instead of dying, they threw palms before his feet. And they praised and honored him. Because if he wants to be honored with our foolish praise, it's easy to get it. Extremely easy. Let's go through the words of our Lord Jesus Christ on Palm Sunday. He passed through the streets. They called him the Son of David. They called him the Son of God. They worshipped him. And then he said that he was not, that they asked him about, why don't you come to Greece? He said, unless the seed dies, it remaineth alone. And they said, you're being glorified this day. And he said, the Son of Man. It was on Palm Sunday that he said these words. That unless I be lifted up upon a cross to be crucified, and until that happens, when that happens, I shall draw all things to myself. And they said, you're crazy. Two reasons why Jesus Christ is crazy. He said these words on Palm Sunday, not another day. On Palm Sunday, while thousands and thousands, there was over 300,000 people coming to Jerusalem, 300,000 people living in Jerusalem, there were over 300,000 to 2 million people in the city. The next week there'll be 2 million people. At this time, there's a good 500,000 people in the city. And they are all coming to praise him. They all love him. They all adulate him. And he says, this is not adulation. This is not praise. This is not my glory. It isn't. And the people will say, my glory is going to be, I will draw souls to me after I am crucified. I will draw souls to me when I am lifted up upon a cross. That is when I'm going to draw souls to me. And that drawing shall last. That drawing shall be stable. The souls that shall love me through a cross, these souls will always be happy. But those souls that love me on the good days and the happy days, so-called happy days of this world, these souls shall love for a short time. It shall be forgotten, and their love shall turn into hate. I have no use for this kind of love. None whatsoever. And they said he was crazy. They said he was nuts. Then later that day, he hid himself and went out from the temple. We on Palm Sunday hold palms in our hands. The church tells us you hold palms. Take a blessed palm with you home. And remember that very often our praise is just like that of palms. Throw it on the feet, swing it around, say you love our Lord, and then forget it. And what are we going to do with those palms? We're going to take some of those palms and we're going to burn them into ashes. And next Ash Wednesday, a year from now, we're going to take those ashes and say, remember, man, that thou art dust. The dust of ashes are always taken from palms. We are to take the palms that we used to praise Jesus Christ last year, and we'll look at them. They're not moist anymore. They're dry and brittle. They're worthless. And we'll take those dry palms and we'll burn them. And they're not even good firewood. It's a pain in the neck to burn palms. Everything about a palm is a pain in the neck. and we're going to burn the palms, then pound it into little bitty ashes. And then we'll take those ashes and put them on the forehead and say, remember, man, that thou art dust, and unto dust thou shalt return. That's the value of palms. We came from dust. It's going to become dust. Lord wants something more than that. Hence we have this Mass without Mass. An epistle, a gospel. In just a moment we'll sing the Sanctus, the preface and the Sanctus. And then we'll bless the palms. But there'll be no chasuble. There'll be no cross. There'll be no remission of sins. And then we're going to walk out from the church, go on a little procession to the street, a very short procession, just 2 feet out, and come right back. And we'll find the church doors are shut. We praise Him, just like Adam and Eve praised Christ at the beginning, but they forgot about that praise. And then we'll come back, and then we'll have to pray to the angels that the doors of the gates of heaven be opened again. And we sing the Gloria Laus. And then the angels speak about the journey of the Jews down the last 4,000 years before Christ came. And then finally, when He dies, the doors shall be opened. Then we'll begin the real Mass, the true Mass, the Mass that comes with the cross. The most central part of this Mass, of course, is always the crucifixion, which happens at the consecration. But then instead of reading the Mass, the Gospel of Palm Sunday, which we read yesterday, instead of reading the Gospel of Palm Sunday, we'll read the Gospel of St. Matthew, the Passion of St. Matthew. It's the longest of the Passions. And we'll read the Passion of St. Matthew. And in that Passion, we are to hold palms in our hands throughout the entirety of the Passion. It takes a very long time to read it. We'll read the Passion and then continue through the Mass. Remember that our Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins. He died for the sins of all men. But not all men go to heaven. Only those that are truly sorry for their sins go to heaven. And then also, of course, we'll have later on this week, Holy Thursday. There will be the Holy Thursday Mass at 7 p.m. Then Good Friday at 3 p.m. and Easter, Holy Saturday at 10 p.m. And then those will be the Masses this week for the Triduum. And so in any case, we'll close it at that. And we'll continue with this Mass before the Mass. And then we'll have the Procession of the Palms. And then the conclusion of the Mass. So then we'll close with that. And God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.